Good evening, anglers. Welcome to Hooked on Fly Fishing. I'm Colin Shepherd, and it's Friday, the 25th of January. Hooked on Fly Fishing is proudly supported by Rod and Reel Tackle in Newmarket. They have the biggest range of fly fishing and fly tying gear in New Zealand. Don't you worry about that. Have a look at their website, rodandreel.co.nz. Now, on tonight's show, we'll have some fly fishing news. Met Service has provided us with accurate weather forecasts. We're going to check out some river flows and levels with Waikato Regional Council, Bay of Plenty Regional Council and Genesis Energy. We're going to talk to our freshwater reporters. They'll be live on air with us shortly, and as always, we will finish with a fly fishing tip of the week. Some fly fishing news. The moon phases. The next new moon is on the 5th of February. A new moon occurs when the apparent longitudes of the moon and sun differ by 0 degrees. At this time, the moon does not appear to be illuminated. Remember that a couple of days either side of the new moon will offer the best fishing for freshwater anglers. Remember that? It's the 5th of February. Couple of days either side. Very good fishing for freshwater anglers. Start planning your trip away now. Remember the saying, new moon, fisherman's favourite. Full moon, fisherman's folly. The Hooked on Fly Fishing radio show is on the internet. How do you find it? It's really easy. Just go to the website planetaudio.org.nz/hooked on fly fishing. You can listen to this radio show at a time that suits you. Sport Fly Fishing New Zealand are holding their first regional championships of the year this weekend. The anglers who are competing will be fishing the Waiheo River in the Waikato region, just out of Tiwa. We wish all competitors the best of luck. If you have any news about upcoming fly fishing events, fishing reports, or any comment about fly fishing in general, you can contact the Hooked on Fly Fishing radio show by emailing me, Colin, on col.pamatextra.co.nz. That is col.pam@xtra.co.nz. Let's look at some weather with Met Service. The Auckland Marine Forecast. The situation. A trough crosses over the areas from the southeast today, then a ridge dominates for the rest of the forecast period. Now, the marine forecast for the Manukau Harbour, Saturday. Variable 5 knots, southwest 10 knots developing in the morning, easing to variable 5 knots again in the evening, sea slight, fine breaks increasing. Waitemata Harbour, Saturday. Variable 5 knots, southwest 10 knots developing in the morning, turning northwest 10 knots for a time in the afternoon. Easing to variable 5 knots again in the evening, sea slight, fine breaks increasing. Further out, the Hauraki Gulf forecast, Saturday, southerly 10 knots, turning northerly 10 knots in the afternoon and southwest 10 knots in the evening. Sea slight, fine spells, cloud increasing in the evening. Now the outlook. Sunday, southwest 10 knots developing everywhere in the morning, rising to 15 knots for a time in the afternoon. Cloud increasing, chance of an early shower and bream head to Cape Colville and the Hauraki Gulf. Overall, a very good forecast for Saturday, Sunday in particular. I'll be out there myself with the fly rod trying to target some kingfish. Looking forward to it. Met Service Waikato. Saturday. Morning and evening cloud, otherwise fine, westerly breezes. Sunday in the Waikato region, mostly cloudy, isolated showers developing in the afternoon, westerlies. If you're fishing in the Rotorua region, forecast for Saturday. Morning and isolated showers becoming fine by afternoon. Cloud returning in the evening, westerlies developing. Sunday in Rotorua, partly cloudy, westerlies. Further south in Taupo, if you're angling down there, Saturday forecast, morning and evening cloud, otherwise fine, westerlies developing. Sunday in Taupo, mostly cloudy with one or two showers in the west, but sunny spells in the east, westerly winds. Taumarunui, forecast for Saturday, morning cloud with patchy drizzle, but long sunny spells from afternoon, becoming cloudy again in the evening, westerly breezes. Sunday in Taumarunui, mostly cloudy with isolated showers, westerlies. For our South Island listeners on the Canterbury Plains region, Saturday, fine, but evening high cloud. Northeasterlies turning gusty northwest inland in the afternoon. Sunday on the Canterbury Plains, fine, winds dying out early morning, then easterlies developing in the afternoon. Overall, pretty good forecast for Saturday, Sunday, thanks to Met Service. Let's look at some river levels. The Pūnu River is 23 kilometres south of Te Awamutu, is currently at 8 metres and fallen. It's flowing at 6.1 cubic metres per second, ideal conditions. The Mangatutu River, the next one over, is at 1 metre. It's flowing at 1.2 cubics and falling low and clear. The Ohinamuri River, measured at Karangahaki between Pairoa and Waihee, is currently at 11.8 metres and falling. It's flowing at 3.4 cubic metres per second, good condition. Tauranga Taupo River, the southern end of Lake Taupo, is at 0.18 of a metre and flowing at 4.4 cubics, good condition. The Waipa River, measured at Otiwa, is at 75.5 metres and falling. It's flowing at 3.2 cubic metres per second, good readings for this river. The Nongataha River at State Highway 5 is at 1.74 cubic metres per second and the river level is at 0.75 of a metre. It's in good nick. Further south, the Whakapapa is at 7.9 cubic metres per second, down from 9.7. The Whanganui River, measured at Puriaka, is at 20 cubic metres per second, down from a high of 28 this week. And the Tongariro, measured at Turangi, is at 21.5 cubic metres per second, down from a high of 23. Now, as we've heard, Met Service say, good weekend of weather is on the way. Enjoy the fishing. And as always, be careful when wading. Thanks to Waikato Regional Council, Bay of Plenty Regional Council, and Genesis Energy for the information. Excellent websites, real-time monitoring. Thank you. Okay, now we'll have a quick break and then the first of our fishing reports. You're listening to Hooked on Fly Fishing on Planet FM 104.6. Just a reminder that Hooked on Fly Fishing is proudly supported by Rod and Reel Newmarket. They have the biggest range of fly fishing and fly tying gear in New Zealand. Have a look at their website, rodandreel.co.nz. Bert Robinson is a long-time Rotorua resident and an even longer-time Rotorua angler. It's been decades, and that's exactly why we want to talk to him and find out what the hell is going on. Good evening, Bert.
Hey, Colin.
Are you well?
You're hanging in there, one foot out the other.
Very good. Now, Rotorua, long weekend. I came into the radio station this afternoon. The traffic on the southern motorway heading towards you was unbelievable.
Yeah, there's certainly been a lot of traffic coming into town. I think some might have shot across to Coromandel as well, but we're getting more than our share down here, I think. A lot of boats coming in late this afternoon. And, you know, not just little boats, a lot of big stuff too, so it's been quite interesting.
Okay, you're very, very busy. Now, your weather's been fantastic, and it's looking good for the next 4 or 5 days.
Yeah, well, we had a change to the southeast last night, which cooled things down quite a bit. In fact, when I got up this morning at 6:30, so I could actually see my breath in the air, which is a little unusual for this time of the year. Mm-hmm. But not unusual when you've got a southeasterly or southerly coming through, and it's been southwest prior to that. And very, very strong. We've had up to 35 kilometre an hour gusts at time. It's been an absolute pain, to be honest, but it did keep the stream mouths stable in that the cold water plumes were continuously staying in one place instead of moving around a bit as the wind dropped off. Okay. So it certainly helped. And over the last week, Hamarana has been interesting in that there's... You could stand in the water if you had a decent pair of Polaroids, and you do need Polaroids when you're out there to find the fish. There were several hundred in front of me. There was another line about 75 metres to 100 metres further down from me, and the whole area in between was just black, and there was fish down below them as well. And in fact, about 500 metres down, there were people parked up on the side of the road that were coming in and dropping into the lake way down out towards the Mission Bay side of the lake. Mm-hmm. And they were dropping in there fishing and catching fish as well. So with that cold plume continuously going out to the left and staying there, it's certainly holding the fish there as well.
Okay, it's all good, isn't it? They're just hanging around waiting to move up, are they?
Well, no, this is at Hamarana mostly, but also Awaho is still affected by the south-westerly wind or westerly winds, and they're just staying in the cold water because the lake temperature is just under 22. Mm-hmm. Now, over the weekend, it's a possibility that we're going to hit 30, which is really going to cook things up. If it's a fine day, it's going to be absolutely... horrendous out there, just trying to breathe. I think we're not used to that sort of temperature, and we've had 27s, which is bad enough, but 30 plus is a bit much to sing, but standing waist deep in the colder water isn't going to be too bad, especially if there's quite a breeze. It'll be quite good, and the fish will be in, particularly if it's, as I say, a fine sunny day. There's a few browns around, but mostly rainbows. And one of the things that I've found is that they're being very, very picky, and they go off what you're offering pretty quick. You might have a few tugs on the line, a few pulls, and then they won't touch it again, so you change to something else, and you hook up a fish or two, and then all of a sudden they go off it, so you got to change again, and you're changing sort of nymphs, you're changing wet flies, particularly small sizes, 10 and 12. And some of the guys are catching trout on nymphs right down to size 18s. Okay. Which is getting way too small for my eyesight, let alone the fact that I don't have any nylon that's small enough to go through the eye if I could see it anyway. floating line's been quite good, but you need a longer trace, probably 1.5 lengths of the rod. A sink tip, preferably not one that's really heavy, something that'll just get you down, and a short length, 30 centimetres or 40 centimetres of LED on the end of your floating line is going to help. But the fish are all around, they're going up past you. When the lake itself is quite dirty and you get that mix of water, the mix is quite narrow compared to what we normally get. because of the force of the wind. Now, there's a lot of fish sitting underneath that dirty water too. A lot of people don't realise, but I spotted on several days that I've managed to get out, the fish have been sitting there under that discoloured water. And so what I was doing was teasing them up with just doing a dibble. You just roll cast your line out across the wind, and as it comes back to swing, starts to swing, you start twitching your rod tip back, and fish will come up off the bottom. And one of the fish that I did get out of that type of retrieve was 3.5 kilo brown. My fly was being chased by a rainbow. You could actually see it. And then this brown came out of nowhere and just nailed the fly, so I was quite happy with that. You're not having to cast a huge distance, but you do need to be, one, prepared to change, two, to have, be able to get down to them, especially in that current. It's quite, it's a little bit stronger than you expect. Anything gold bead has worked quite well. Gold bead here in copper, your hares, ear flies are working, your damsels of various types are working. And tapping your fly on the surface a few times and waiting for a bulge or a bow wave or something coming towards where you're tapping it, and then just dropping it on the water can be quite good too, because they'll pick it up on the swing and then just got to tighten up on them. That's another thing that you can do to get the fish underway.
Now, any ideas why they're being so picky? You say you get a couple of tugs and it goes quiet, change flies, and it starts again.
No, I have no idea at the moment. Certainly they are, it's happening to many, many people, not just a few. And during the day it seems to be more prevalent. After dark they seem to just scoop it up and go, and you've hooked up. But it's harder to find them at night. You've got to, they will move around quite a bit. Just on dark can be quite interesting. You can see them actually moving. They'll move back up the current line, or they'll move down the current line. And you've got to work your way down very slowly and quietly, and can take a little while to pick up on them. During the day, I've had people walking, you've had a line of people, and others have walked straight down and then crossed virtually straight over in front of the anglers, which has upset a few, and pushed all the fish around and put them off the bite. So that could actually have something to do with it, although there have been times when nobody has actually done that. A bit of etiquette required there too.
Yes, don't, just think about it a bit. Don't rush, don't blunder through the school.
No, if you're walking about the speed of a grazing cow and you've got a decent pair of Polaroids on, you want you want your dark one, not your amber, coloured glasses. And a couple of people who out there had Polaroid glasses, they were amber glasses. And when they put on the standard freshwater glasses, the Polaroids, they could see a lot better. The amber ones are more suited for salt water rather than fresh water too. So there's a lot of things to sort of think about and learn about the bits and pieces that you have to help with your fishing.
That's right. Well, we're always learning, aren't we? It doesn't go away.
Absolutely,
If only we could talk to the fisher, it would be a hell of a lot easier, wouldn't it?
Well, you could tell them to jump in the net. You wouldn't have to worry about casting. wouldn't be much sport then, though. That's what attracts, I think, a lot of people to it. It's especially on fly fishing. It's an art form, and don't get me wrong, spinning fishing is an art form too. Particularly if you're in an area where you can't fly fish simply because of the terrain, the trees and stuff. But it's easier to get a fish on a spinning rod than it is on a fly rod, I can tell you that now.
Yes, no, I agree. But both have their places.
Absolutely, yep.
Now, what have you heard about the lakes, Bert?
Ruvikaitu hasn't been too bad, particularly for spin fishing. The fish are over the weed beds. They're feeding up on dragonflies and damsels. I haven't seen a lot of damsels. In fact, over the last few years, it's been quite amazing how the number of damsels have dropped. Even the number of dragonflies have dropped quite a bit. But they are out and about, and usually find if you've got an offshore wind and somewhere relatively sheltered, you will see them around. And watch carefully when they smack the tail on the water, or they land on the water, and watch out for trout that come up and actually have a go at them or take them, because you can actually utilise that tapping on the water of your fly to do exactly the same as what they're doing, and you can pick up fish that way as well.
It's my best.
But yeah, Rio Ficaro, the other lakes, there is a good thermocline in the deeper lakes, but it's certainly been a lot tougher. The fish are over the weed beds early in the morning, so you want to be in less than 10 metres of water. And as the sun comes out, then you want to go out into the deeper water and see if you can find them, but they've not been easy to find.
Okay, fair enough. But that part of the hunting, gathering type of thing, again, it's, we wouldn't do it if it was bone idle or bone easy, would we?
Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah. It sort of loses its attraction pretty quick.
That's right.
A lot of good browse been ring up the Nongataha and the Waiata Tea, particularly Nongataha, though. We had some a good bit of rain last night, so I imagine it was another good run. The run will be coming to an end anytime soon. In fact, it's probably reducing by now because it's November, December, January that you get one good run. But it's certainly worth keeping an eye out for them. And if you find that there's any browns out in the open in the stream, then there are a lot of browns in the river or stream that you're fishing, because normally they hide during the day and they come out after dark and feed. Mm. But if there's fish out in the open, then there's all the good hiding spots are gone, taken over by more dominant fish.
Okay. I looked at the Nongataha measurements on the Bay of Plenty Regional Council site late this afternoon. The river is dropping and clearing. It's got a good flow to it as well. It must be in very good nick.
Yeah, it is, and Lake Rotorua is dropping too. It's down to 13 cumics through the gates heading into the Ohau Channel. And in fact, the Environment Bay of Plenty is having to hold back water into Rotorua because of the amount of water that's draining out. They're right on the cusp of going under the lowest limit, so they're trying to hold water back. And of course, with that lake level being quite low, it does give you a lot more access to areas and get further out, closer to the weed beds as well.
Yeah, good. Now, going back to your weather, Met Service on the screen here said Monday 29 for Rotorua, Tuesday 30 degrees.
It's going to hit us. I think it's going to start on a Sunday. Probably going to be up around 27, and it's just going to climb from there, and it's going to be like that for the rest of the week, because apparently a high is going to stall over the country, and all that hot air is going to be held there from Australia. So, there were some horrendous temperatures in Australia today, broken records all over the place. But it does lose a little bit of heat coming across the Tasman Sea, which in itself is hot, much higher than normal as well. The whole sea temperatures around New Zealand are just hugely higher than last year. I mean, even 2 degrees is a huge increase in temperature.
Yeah, I've noticed it out in the boat out in the harbour here. What a pity. I'm out tomorrow with the saltwater fly rod to chase some of the kingies, and there's heaps of them around in the harbour at the moment, so looking forward to that.
Yeah, there's a lot coming to Tauranga Harbour too, apparently.
Yes, apparently so. Bert Robinson, that's lovely to catch up. Enjoy the long weekend. You're going to be inundated with fishermen and anglers and tourists, so stay out of trouble, but enjoy the fishing, and thanks for talking to us. Now, how do people get hold of you, Bert?
Yeah, I'm on 0272896079. Just flick us a text or give us a call, and I'll update you on what's happening and where.
Well, there's the offer, anglers. Bert Robinson, Rotorua Fishing, 0272896079. Lovely to talk to you, Bert. Thanks to you. Catch you next week.
I'll be here, isn't it?
Thank you, Bert.
Yeah,
see ya.
Bye.
Mr. Bert Robinson, 0272896079. Give him a ring or a text. Ask about Rotorua fly fishing. Thank you. Okay, quick break. More fishing stuff. Well, fly fishing on Planet FM 104.6. Stella Gordon is a long-time resident of the Taupo Tauranga area, and Stella is an expert on fishing the rivers and lakes of the Central Plateau. Stella is live on air with us now. Good evening, Stella.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very good. You're well down there?
Oh, we're fantastic, thank you. Nice to see some sunshine and no wind. It's absolutely gorgeous.
Yes, now we've just been talking to Bert in Rotorua. He's got forecast temperatures of 29 and 30 in the next couple of days. And
we, I think, have something similar too.
Yeah, you've got very good weather for quite a while to come.
No, it's great. It's about time, actually. We've had, when I spoke to you last week, we'd had two or three weeks of, you know, extremes, really, a little bit of rain, but that wind, as you said, you had it out at sea. We've had that for really most of the summer so far, so it's so nice to look forward to some, a few days, or at least looks like 10 days maybe of very settled, nice weather. So we are very much looking forward to it.
Okay, now last week you had Wellington Anniversary Day, so you had people streaming north. Now this weekend, Auckland Anniversary, they are heading south in their thousands.
Exactly, complete opposite. Usually off the Auckland Anniversary is probably not quite so extreme for us from the point of view that most people observe the Wellington Anniversary, and it comes to sort of Taupo, so the halfway point. This weekend, though, we have the summer concerts, which obviously brings thousands. I think there's 16,000 tickets sold, so it's an extremely busy weekend. So if you want to go fishing, it'll be perfect, I tell you, because there'll be lots of ladies, no doubt, that would like to perhaps not be there, so they're quite happy their husbands to go, and the opposite way around. So, I mean, if you are keen and you want to get onto the water, it's looking as though it's going to be a particularly nice period, so go for it.
Okay, now I looked at your local river, the Tauranga Taupo, and that's quite low, and I would imagine in very good condition.
It's very low and very clear, although I must admit it's still got reasonable numbers of fish, which is by all accounts what you would think by now, that most of those fish would be coming into the lower reaches and moving out rather than actually being in the river. But no, we really have been quite fortuitous in that we've had a reasonable amount of rain over the last 10 days, which has been sufficient to hold those fish. They're still coming in, not necessarily spawning, with a few brownies which are lolling around in the mid-reaches and the lower reach as well. But, you know, significant numbers of cicadas and huge cicadas this year. So cicada fishing with, you know, a dropper or just a standard dry with a cicada has been spectacular. Tongariro, likewise, the smaller streams, Waitaka, Waimarino, probably even more so, a little bit more difficult from the point of view that they have got, they're very low and very clear and not really a lot of water that's going to enhance those fish that happen to be in there. So generally speaking, over the next few days, I would say if you've got an opportunity to be on the water, be. And, you know, we have had nice, pleasant morning temperatures, slightly cooler in the evening, and we have had with those winds some cooling temperatures, so therefore, you know, the water temperature hasn't changed much, but I would imagine it will change very rapidly from here on in as those temperatures rise over the next few days.
Okay, just as I said, Bert 10 minutes ago, he said they've got huge amounts, like hundreds and hundreds of fish stacked up at the stream mouths because Lake Rotorua is getting so hot now.
Exactly.
And he said you're stepping on you can see them, literally hundreds of them in front of you.
It's amazing, isn't it? I mean, there's certainly a lot of fish around our mouths as well, and has been now for some time. The problem has been with us is that we simply haven't been able to get out to fish to them. For those that are fished inside the river mouths, you know, like the TT and obviously the Lower Tongariro and those sorts of things, have had no problems whatsoever. But I've been waiting now for almost 3 weeks to actually get out to my little stream at Wainitoka, just up the right, you know, just across the sections from where we live. Yes. And we just simply have not had wind or a settled period whereabouts we've actually been able to take advantage of it. No, there's certainly a lot of fish out there. And also, if you talk to those that are boating, and there hasn't really been many boaties over the last 4 or 5 days, simply because most people took their boats home who've returned this weekend. And some have brought them back, some have, you know, almost given up by the fact that we've had so much wind and it's been just almost impossible to get onto the water. But, you know, if you think about the fish take this summer, I would imagine that the lake has really been unaffected. In other words, we haven't really had much in the way of any volume or numbers taken out of the lake because we haven't been able to be on the lake.
Okay.
So, you know, the next settled period will be great, I feel sure.
Well, it looks very good, as I say, coming up. So it's going to be boomer times for the Taupo Tongariro Tūrangi fishery, I would say.
Very much so.
Good fish coming out too, I've been hearing. Good quality fish.
Very, very, very good quality fish. Yeah. It is amazing, isn't it? It doesn't really stand to reason, but no, certainly the fish that have been coming out both in the lake and the stream has been exceptional for this time of year. By now, you would imagine that you'd be fishing to a few stragglers, a few brownies which have cruised in, but most of those fish would have moved out. And simply the fact is that, you know, the volume of rivers and also the water temperature would have made reason for that to happen. But no, we've certainly been fortunate in that we've had, you know, over that 4 or 5 weeks, we've had a couple of days each week where we've had 40 or 50 mils of water, which has just been enough to dilute, give us a bit of volume and a bit of cover, and also drop that water temperature, so allowing those fish to move. So, no, it's an interesting season.
Yeah, very good. No, well done. Anything else we can talk about? You've covered pretty much it.
I think that if you're going to be out in the water this weekend, and that's, I'm talking about the lake, you've got some significant opportunities. I mean, the wind is eased, so therefore that chop has disappeared, which makes fishing very pleasant. For those that are jigging will be good, and it has really been consistent on the days that we have actually been able to get out in the last week or so with. And I mean, we're not talking about huge depths, but that the lake edge has certainly warmed significantly over the last few days, and so therefore naturally they will drop a little bit deeper. But honestly, I would imagine lead lining, your downriggers and jigging will now come into their own. So if you're able to be able to water, make the most of it. Those that have been on the western side of the lake have probably been a little bit luckier than perhaps us on the eastern side. But, you know, in saying that, we've had easterlies, which are most unusual, which would have affected the western side. And at times we've had, you know, real southeasterlies, but also southerlies, which have been have affected basically everyone in the lower part of the lake. But, look, go for it. It's going to be good.
Now, just scroll down on Met Service for Taupo. You've got 30 degrees on Tuesday and Wednesday coming up.
We have, which will be, it will be interesting, won't it? It'll be interesting. I mean, the other thing too is, you know, be mindful of the fact that if you are on water fish, if you're river fishing, sunscreen and hydration and all those sorts of things, I mean, it's really important. The other thing too, just chatting to those that are fishing backcountry, and there's a lot of anglers that have been fishing backcountry, there's a lot of pressure this year. Tremendous number of anglers, international anglers. My goodness, I just had a seagull land on my lawn.
A seagull, a great big, beautiful seagull.
A lot of pressure, a lot more pressure than other years, and I think that's just a combination of a number of years where the fishing has been so consistent, and also just water that people haven't fished across who've been guided, who are now quite competent anglers, and so taking the advantage of, you know, being here with the weather being slightly better and. Yeah. You know, southern hemisphere where, you know, a lot of them are northern hemisphere fishermen, not able to fish in the cold, and taking advantage of it. So therefore, you know, it's quite hard for local anglers who would normally take the advantage of perhaps fishing weekdays or weekends will find that there's a little bit more pressure. So just be mindful of that.
But it's good for the economy, isn't it?
It's amazing for the economy. Yeah. You do begin to wonder, though, what the effect of significant numbers on that country, but we have been fortuitous in that we've had a very wet winter, and, you know, the year prior to that was actually relatively wet and warm, and we've had certainly a lot of water, but we haven't had a lot of floods, which means that there are still good numbers of fish. So with good spawning, it allows them to keep those fisheries in good condition. But, you know, we do have to be conscientious that we actually want to preserve it as much as we want to fish it. So
we've got to look after things, don't we?
Very much so.
Excellent work. Thank you, Stella. Lovely to catch up in the Taupo Tūrangi here. Enjoy the long weekend and good fishing.
We will. You too. Take care. Hope you get out in the sea and enjoy some windless fishing as well.
I'm out in the boat tomorrow with the saltwater fly, so we'll see how we go. Yeah, that'll be
fabulous. Good. We're planning on an early morning fish for the boat. Can't wait.
Good.
Looking forward to it.
Enjoy it. Thanks, Stella.
Awesome. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
Very good. Stella Gordon. Okay. Now, have a very quick break and then see if we can get hold of Martin Langlands in the South Island. Thank you. Fishing on Planet FM 104.6. Matthew von Sturmer is a saltwater fly fisherman. He covers the Auckland region for the Hooked on Fly Fishing radio show. Matthew is live on with us now. Good evening, Matthew.
Hello, I'm good.
How are you? Well, now, tell me, we've just about run out of time, I'm afraid. I was hoping to have a big catch-up next week. Can you tell us what's happening in saltwater fly in the Auckland region, please?
Righto. So, look, I'll be brief. I was out this morning with clients. I was out yesterday with the same folk, and things have just gone through a tough patch. So it's obviously been windy, and it's been quiet. And then this afternoon, the switch has flicked. So literally the wind has turned around to the northeast, and something else has happened. So the lunar phase or shifting of the planets or something or other, and the fish were biting. So suddenly there were kahawai busting on the surface, and what I'm beginning to see is the early signs of the anchovies moving into the Gulf. So they've come in a couple little, you know, false starts, but just beginning to see that action. And my clients this morning hooked and lost a nice kingfish, and then had a couple of spectacular eats where the kingfish looked like they had made a serious lunge at the fly. We had a kingfish come at us with its mouth open, and they just didn't connect. So it was sort of really interesting because they don't muck around when they do want to eat. But it's just how it's been for the last sort of week. Everything's been a bit tentative and not quite committing. But I genuinely think we're in for a good little patch coming up in the next week.
Okay, excellent. Now, what sort of fly should I use for kingfish?
So I'm doing things a little bit different to a lot of people. I tend to fish smaller flies, and that might be a match-the-hatch thing. So as I say, they're not big anchovies, but they're sort of the size of your small finger. And I'm picking flies that are baitfish flies, unweighted on floating lines that are about that size. And they're on 1RO hooks. And having said that, that's the bulk of my success. And I'm getting my hits almost on the dead drift. So I'm concentrating, or I'm getting my clients to fish smooth, not fast. So just smooth retrieves and pauses. As you know, I'm big on the pause, yes. And that's working. But sometimes the fish just aren't responding, and you need to find something big and ugly in your fly box that's different, and you throw different at them.
Okay,
and
Matthew,
sometimes
is that the same for around the buoys in the harbours, like Sergeant Channel Buoy, or...?
Yep. So any of those boys, you sort of read the mood. And so I'll go in with a suckle fly, and if that doesn't work, I'll get something a little bit more aggressive. And then I might put on a surface fly. And I'm not a fan of the poppers, because when the kingfish hit the poppers, they bounce them out of the water. But if you've got a crease fly, they tend to sit a little bit more in the subsurface water, and so your hookup rate is better, and that blooping noise can really turn them on. But, okay, you know, it's a sort of an odd thing to do for some people, but to go subtle on the kingfish first, and then take it from there.
Well, I'll be putting that into action tomorrow, Matthew. Will we see you
out
on the harbour?
Good luck to you. And they should be on all the channel marker buoys throughout the harbour, and they come and go on different tides. So just as you know, move around,
yep,
and just keep trying them. Yep.
We will. Matthew, lovely to have a catch-up. Sorry we're such short notice. We'll have a big catch-up next week with a bit of luck, but I'll talk to you next week.
Matthew, all the best.
Thank you very much. Now, your contact details, please. How do people get hold of your website?
Just Salt Fly Fish. Find me at Salt Fly Fish.
Saltflyfish.co.nz. Thank you, Matthew.
Okay, Catch you. Bye.
Matthew von Sturmer. Sorry, a bit rushed, but there we go. Have a big catch-up next week. Okay, we're just coming up towards the end of the show. Let's have a look. We've got 12 seconds before the fade-out music. So we've got time for the fly fishing tip of the week. The fly fishing tip of the week. If you keep missing fish, check your hook. If the hook is dull, change or sharpen it. If it's sharp, use a smaller size. There we go. Hooked on Fly Fishing is proudly supported by Rod and Reel Newmark. They have the biggest range of fly fishing and fly tying gear in New Zealand. Have a look at their website, rodandreel.co.nz. Hooked on Fly Fishing will be back on air next Friday at 6 p.m. Until then, good fishing.